Did you know Jesus read people's mind? He perceived their thoughts. Is that right? Then he knew what they were thinking about. He knows tonight what you're thinking about. And he's here now and knows what you're thinking about and can reveal through his channels what you're thinking about. Of course, we know the devil has patterns and types of everything that God has. Everything that Satan has is secondarily that he patterned off of God. Every bogus thing has something original to be made off of. If there was no real dollar, the bogus dollar would be the original and the first. And as long as there is a bogus, only proves that there is a real one somewhere. Amen. A real one. So when you see something the devil is doing, remember God's got something far beyond that that he's trying to impersonate here. But Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. All right. Now his spirit is here. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's moving in his church. Church, you know what's the matter with it? Here's what it is. You're not yielding to the Holy Spirit. You receive the Holy Spirit and think, well, that's as much as I go. Well, you're just ready to go to work for God then. When you receive the Holy Spirit by believing on Jesus Christ and receiving the Holy Spirit, then you're just a candidate to go to work for God. Then go to yielding your members to Him. See what He'd have you to do. He might have you to preach, sing, testify, pass out tracts, talk to people, bring someone to church. All kinds of gifts and helps that's in the body of Christ. Some are called for one thing, some another. But no matter what you've got, how little it is, you say, well, Brother Branham, the only thing I can do, I might talk to some people. Well, that might not be very much to you, but put it in the hands of Jesus and see what He'll do with it. Like the little fishes that was in the little boy's hands. It could only feed him. But when he put it in Jesus' hand, it fed 5,000. So it will be with you. Put what you have in His hand.